Okay, so the Gemara picks up on this this little story, which is an interesting little story, but the halachic implications are important, specifically as to the nature of the prohibition for non-Jews to eat from the Korban Pesach. So let's read this very quickly. So hahu ha'arma'a davisalik ba'achil p'sachim. So there was this non-Jew who would go and he would eat Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So right off the bat, why is this a problem?
Because non-Jew is allowed to.
Correct, as the pasuk says, "I'm active." Kol ben echar lo yochal bal, kol aray lo chabal, va'anak ha'achil na mishufrei d'shufrei. Right, he would brag that even though the Torah says you can't, and that's what I give you here in source one. Right, that by Yomer Adonai Moshe ve'Aaron zod chukat ha'pasach kol ben echar lo yochal bo. Any right non-Jew cannot eat of it. Mechol eved ish miknat kasev u'maltao to az yochal bo. And if you have an eved, you have a servant. So if you give him brit milah, so then he can. Toshav is achir lo yochal bo. A toshav cannot, right? So let's assume for the moment that means a ger toshav, meaning, what's a ger toshav? It's a non-Jew who accepted the Shem Mitzvah Menach. Again, I mentioned to several guys in Seder that there's the three machlokas in the Gemara, whether a ger toshav is right, Shem Mitzvah Menach, or only with Zara, or all mitzvot minus Nevela, or as the Ravid understands it, the Gemara's quote of the Meiri is all Yisrei Karet and no Yisrei Lavin. Lumbers for another time. And a sachir is a, someone who works for you, but he's not a slave, and therefore he doesn't have the partial conversion of slave. What? He only accepted the Yisrei Karet and not Yisrei Lavin. Like, right, he thinks that eating the Vela is a stand-in for all Yisrei Lavin. Right. Anyways, I just said I'm not doing that. Yeah. I did it last year, but you don't remember. Va'ana kalachil namishuvin shuvinis, and nevertheless, I'm eating from the best of the best. Right? So, Amar le Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, Mika Safalach me'alya. So he happened to say this to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. Yehuda ben Beteira says, I don't know why. He was bragging. I don't know. What? Well, whatever. So he said, so you wanted to somehow get the message to the Yom Yerushalayim, and of course the Rishonim asked, well, why isn't he going to Yerushalayim to eat the Korban Pesach? But the assumption is he's not. So Mika Safulach Me'alya, did they give you from the best part and from the fatty tail? So Amar Lei Lo, he said, I didn't get it. So he says, okay, good. So Kisalka Lahatam Emelu Svuli Me'alya. So when you go, tell them that they should give you kisalik. Now, obviously, this is crazy because the aliyah goes on his bath. You don't eat it. So kisalik, when he went there, Amar lehu me'aliyah safuli. He said, give me the fatty tail. Amar le aliyah legavo zalka. Don't you know that it goes to the mizbeach? Amar le, they said, well, who told you? Manar lechachi, who gave you that idea? Amar lehu, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. What do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira? Amru, my hide to come on. And they said, this is just weird, right? What's going on? Why would Yehuda ben Beteira tell him to take from the aliyah when that's prohibited? So, bad kubatre, so they did an investigation. Ashkachu, the armahu, vikatlu. They discovered he was a non Jew and they killed him. And shalchu le Yehuda ben Beteira, and they sent the letter to Yehuda ben Beteira, shlom lach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, peace upon you, Rabbi Yehuda. You are in Nitzivin, and your net is stretches to Yerushalayim. Now, several people ask me, why in the name of God is this Gemara here? So what is the answer?
Because it just talked about a tail.
Because it just talked about tails, that's right. Talked about tails. That's why, because it talked about the fatty tail. And in case you weren't convinced of this, if you notice... Right, so if you notice the next Gemara returns to its discussion of speaking in the best possible way. So Rav Kahana Chalash, Rav Kahana was sick, Shadrua Rabbanu Levishua Berei Derav Idi, Amrule Zil Bedok Maidine. Right, so when Rav Kahana was sick, they sent him and they said, ask how Rav Kahana is doing. Zil Bedok Maidine, so he went, Ata Ashkach Tanach Nafshi, he found that he died. Kara Lulavush, and he tore his clothes, Vadura the Kara Achare, but then he turned it around so you couldn't see the tears, because you wouldn't know, right? Because you tear, someone's dead. So if someone had seen the tear, they would know what was going on, right? He'd gone to see Rav Kahana. Now, right? Now, why would he have torn? So just so you know, in general, right? People think that you only tear when a relative dies. It's untrue. The halacha in the Gemara is that you tear anytime you... So even if you are present when an Adam Kasher dies, if any good person dies and you're there or even you hear about it, the question why we don't do this nowadays is a very good question. Whatever it is, what? Well, yeah, and our communities are bigger, so people are always dying, or whatever it is, we hear more, right? Interesting questions. If your Rav Muvak dies, then you tear Kriya. That people still do. I remember when Wilkinson passed away, and I tore Kriya. When I heard, and at the funeral, many people tore Kriya. So Uvachi Vatiminam, he's coming and crying, and Amrulei Nachnafshe, right? And then they asked him, did he die? Amrulu Analoka Imna Moti Diva Huxel. He says, I won't tell you, right? Because it is foolish to utter such things, right? It makes it clear that he's dead, right? It's just indirectly, okay? Yochanan Chakok Nafak Le Kriyata. Yochanan went from Chakok went into the villages. Kiata Amrulu Chitin Nasu Yafot. So he went to ask about the business. So they said, did the wheat crop grow nicely? And the answer was no. But instead of saying no, what did he say? Amrulum Saru Nasad Yafot. They said, the barley. Barley, that was good, right? Amrulay Sevasar Lasuzuma Hamarim, Dechtiva Sarim Vateven Lasusim, the Larechesh. And they said to him, right, go tell the donkeys and horses about the barley. My Aviello May Marslikmar says, what should he have said? Ishtak, right? Right? That wasn't, yes, he spoke indirectly, but it's the wrong way of speaking indirectly. So Aviello Maymar, what should he have said? Ishtak Ignasin Yafot. They should have said, last year the wheat was nice. Or Inami Adashim Nasu Yafot. Or barley was nice, because barley is human food, and sorry, the lentils are human food. And barley is not, and therefore don't speak insultingly and tell me about barley because you're implying I'm an animal, right? Tell me the lentils. Great. But the point just being that if it wasn't clear, the reason the sugya comes up is because we're still in the middle of this this language stuff. And the truth is at the top of the next page picks up with it as well, that Rav Barachua der Bechia Barachde Gisag Latam Amarlo Ayayivu Kayam. So Rav was the son of Rebchia's half-brother and his half-sister, who were not related to each other, right? Got it? Yes? Okay. So anyways, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he asked about how his family is doing. Amarle, Ayivo Kayim, he said, is your father alive? Amarle, Ima Kayim, he said, why don't you ask about my mother? Amarle, Ima Kayim, he said, fine, is the mother alive? Amarle, Ayivo Kayim, why don't you ask about the father? Amarle, aha! So I understand they're both dead. So take off my shoes. He said to his, you know, servant, take off my shoes until I get to the bathhouse because I'm not allowed to wear shoes. And Shmami Natlat, we learned from this three halachot that Avil also bin a sandal, when someone is mourning, he can't wear shoes. And that when you hear that someone died outside the normal period, you only have one day of Avelu. Shmami Namiksid Yam Kukulo, and part of the day is like a day, and therefore it was only until he got to the bathhouse that he had to take off his shoes. But again, we're still in the middle of the same Gemara about, you know, speaking nicely, and I'll just finish it off, and then we'll come back to our sugya. Hahud Omar Duni Dini, right? So now on the issue of precise language, someone once said, right, would say, adjudicate my case. Amri Shmamina Midan Kati Tchted Dan Yadinamo Kechad Shivte Yisrael. He said, "Aha, he is from Dan, and that's why he speaks the way he is." You see, he's careful to say that. Huhu Dava Kaz of Amar Akiv Yama Asis Dabirata. Another person said, "The bushes on the seashores are cypresses." But Kuash Kodim is Zvulun Kaz, and they said, "Aha, he's talking about the river, the water. He must be from Zvulun because Zvulun the Chof Yamim Yishka." Okay, great. So now back to the main sugya that I want to talk about, which is this little story. So this little story, so the Gemara says, okay, this poor non-Jew who was trying to trick the Jews into giving him the Korban Pesach, what did we do to him?
Killed him.
Right? So, the question I have to ask is, why did we kill this guy? Why did we kill him? What does the fact that we killed him imply? Did he do something wrong? What's the problem? What? That's not true. We do. Oh, very good. What did he do wrong? But to put it differently, the major question that we shouldn't want to deal with is, yes, the Torah said it's prohibited for a non-Jew to eat the Korban Pesach, but if you say that the non-Jew is chayav in the mitzvah of not eating the Korban Pesach, what's the problem? What's the problem? He doesn't have mitzvah. He doesn't have this mitzvah. He's the Sheva Mitzvah of Menachem. This is not one of them. What are the Sheva Mitzvah? Let's see if you can get all seven. What?
We cannot.
Okay. Wait, how did we get? We got Abram and Achai. Okay. Don't kill, steal. Nif, good. Courts, that's five. Abram and Achai. What? We did that, I think. I think we repeated this several times.
Did we say stealing?
I think we did stealing. What? Yes, that was
how we said killing.
You're missing blasphemy. Right? No, you said that. Okay, right. Abram Achai, Birkat Hashem, Gezel, Dinim. Right? Murder, Avodah Zarah, and Znut. But this is not one of the seven. So on the one hand, you would say, aha. Now, if Goyim are not Chayev, then what would you say? Then what does the Torah mean when it says, make sure that non-Jews don't have from the Korban Pesach?
It's an obligation
on the Jews to make sure they don't have it, right? What's the problem with that, Svara?
We killed the non-Jew.
Then in this story, we killed the non-Jew, which implies he did something wrong.
Well,
unless you think we kill people, even if they don't do anything wrong. What? I didn't hear you. What? Ah, okay. Right? So you could come up and say, maybe not. Maybe, right, we're killing him to prevent him from having it, which is problematic. That's our responsibility. And, you know, there are no limits on the tools that we have in our toolkit, because it's such an egregious crime during the Korban Pesach.
Yep.
Right.
No limit.
So this is...
Maybe he was only killing because he was bragging. Yeah, maybe he was...
Good. Now, so what possibilities do we have, right? So we have the possibility that Goyim... So what possibilities do we have? Goyim or Chayev, right? That when it says that non-Jews can't eat it, it's a command on the non-Jew, which would solve the problem on our sukkah and explain why he got killed. Right? Now, why would he get killed? Because what's the punishment for all Sheva Mitzvot?
Death.
Right? There's a little bit of a deal of whether that means they must be killed or you can kill them, but you could also choose to do something else. But okay, that's at least potentially the correct punishment. The obvious problem is why then is it not the Sheva Mitzvah? Right? So what method, so what question, so how could you solve that problem?
Before you quote sources, okay,
we're just going to do this real quick. Can someone just get me a marker? This will be helpful if I have one marker. I keep leaving them here. I know we should get one of those.
Okay, if we go down the route of saying that he doesn't kill necessarily for actually getting from Pesach, but rather that he knew that he was doing something wrong, he was bragging about it.
Okay, good. So you could go, the more I thought you would, to say, listen, this particular non-Jew, right, what he did was egregious for some other reason. Or you could explain what he did is in fact correct. Part of the Sheva Mitzvah Menach, right? So if we have this, which is, right, what is the nature of, right, the nature of, right, of Kol Ben Nechar, right, Lo Yochava, right? So, either it could be a chiyuv on the Jew, right, to make sure that he doesn't eat, or it's on the non-Jew, right? The problem with this is, right, which is?
The non-Jew gets killed.
Right? Is Sheva Mitzvah? Right. So the question with this is, right, why was the killed, right? And then you're going to have to answer that he did either something else, right? Or what? Or, right? Right? Or, right. Even though he didn't deserve death, right?
He didn't have life.
Right? We could kill him, right? To stop him for whatever reason, and we'll have to figure out what that is, right? Right? Now, if we say the non-Jew is chayav, so this explains why he was killed, right? Yeah. Possibly. But then we have to say, but what are the seven mitzvot? So either we could say, right? They are, right? Really, it's seven plus. Let's call it seven plus, right? That are mitzvot that non-Jews are chayav in that are not included in the seven mitzvot. Or we could say that, right? That this is
one of the seven mitzvot.
Is one of the seven. Right? Right, that's the methodology that we have, and then we'll have to figure out which one. So which one might you put here? Good, so possibility one is Gezel. What else? If we wanted to go in this direction, then it's one of the seven. So possibility one. Eitan says it's Gezel. What else? Aria, you said it might be one of the seven. Which one? All right, so logically, okay, but now which one might it be? So Gezel? What? Which one? Okay, maybe it's Birkat Hashem. Right, maybe it's Birkat Hashem, Avodah Zarah. Okay, you have to explain why each of these would be, right? Why this would be the case. Why would it be Birkat Hashem? Right, so that would be like very generic, right? Because like, Birkat Hashem is really blasphemy, right? You'd have to explain. Good, right? So you could say, this is the direction Mordechai was going, that maybe in this case, right, where he was like, in your face and like trying to specifically like show up the Beit HaMikdash, right? So this is probably not in general, but this guy, the way he did it, right? Avodah Zarah, what?
We don't do like this guy or that guy. We have several.
Well, no, but it could be that this was, you could stretch it, right? We'll see, I don't find it the most compelling, but it could be, right? It could be. Right, but it's clear what we have to do methodologically, right? So first we have to figure out, is the mitzvah, right, on the Jew or the non-Jew? And then, based on that, we need to figure out, how does that solve the problem that he's only chayav the Shem mitzvah, or why was he killed if he is not chayav? Yes? Right, and then we have to figure out, but why does bragging deserve death? Right, that's what we'll have to see, right? These are the questions we need. So, okay, right, so let's start. So, what is the nature of the mitzvah? So, if we look at the Rambam first, Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, HaMitzvah HaKuf Chavav, he shehizharnu mehaachil haPesach leger toshav, hu amru yitaleh toshav esachir leyochal bo. The Rambam says the 126th mitzvah is we are warned. What's mehaachil? From making him eat, right? So from the Rambam, what does it sound like? On the Jew, right? Now, if you contrast that with the next mitzvah, mitzvah kuchav zayin, what's the 127th mitzvah? Hu shehiz hir ha'arel nechol ha'pesach. That someone who didn't have a brit milah, he cannot eat. So what language difference does the Rambam make? Now, why do you think the Rambam makes the difference? That why by Ben Nechar, by Toshav, does the Rambam say the Jew can't feed him? And when it comes to the Orel, it says the Orel can't eat it? Very good, right? Because the Rambam will say, even though they're in the same Pasuk, right, the same Sukkim limit an Orel and limit a Ben Nechar from eating, a Ben Nechar is a non-Jew and therefore he's not Chayev. An Orel is a Jew, doesn't have Riz Mila, but he's a Jew, so he can be Chayev, right? So the very simple pshat in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvot, is that, right? Is the Rambam the Sefer HaMitzvot, right? Sefer HaMitzvot, right? Kukla Vav, is that the mitzvah is on the Jew, right? Especially when you contrast it with Kukla Zayin, which is on the person eating, and here, it's not, right? The switch in language. The problem is that in number three, This is the Rambam's koteret to Hilchot Karban Pesach. What does the Rambam there say? Shelo yochal mimenu mumar, that an apostate, right, a heretic, right, can't eat it. Shelo yochal menu toshav v'sachir, that a ger toshav and a worker, non-Jew, can't eat it. And shelo yochal menu aret, an arel, that a person who never bris milah can't eat it. And that sounds like, which one? Does the Rambam have any language distinction between the three?
No.
Nope. Right? So, how could you solve this contradiction? Right, I mean, you could just say that the Koteret of the Rambam is not being so clear. Now, that's a little bit weird. It does sound like the Rambam and the Koteret, right, that it's on the non, right, on the non-Jew himself. Right? Good. Now, who else suggests that it's on the non-Jew? The Tosaf Rush, right? Well, the Tosaf Rush starts it, then what does he ask? So the Tosaf Rush says in number 4, Mikan Yerli Lafarish Dikra Adalazir Ha'akum. Right? The Rush, in his question, says, aha! It must be that who is prohibited from eating it? The non-Jew, Shelo Yochal. Di'i Lahazir Yisrael Shelo Yachilenu Afilo Ba'akum Aram Matsui Lukme Kra. And what's his proof? Because he said, listen, Chazal take Benechar to be a non-Jew and Arel to be a Jew to never bret Mila. Why is that? Because the Gemara is assuming that an Arel has to be someone commanded. But if you think the nature of this mitzvah is that the Jew can't feed it to them, then why not just say that both Arel and Benechar mean non-Jew and the mitzvah is just for the Jew to make sure they don't eat? Right? So the Rosh in his question assumes that it's not in the 7 minutes. What will you have to assume?
7 plus.
That it's not true that the Jew that the Goyim are not chayev. They're chayev in mitzvah more than the 7. How do I know that he thinks this? How do I know that the Rosh is suggesting that there's more than 7 mitzvah the non-Jews are chayev and not that this is under one of the 7? I'll take your question in a second, Aryeh. How do I know? Because his next line is Umiud Bar Temahu. However, this is shocking. Why? Shalom Atzino, Azhar Lakum. We don't have mitzvot that the non-Jews are chayev in, besides the Sheva mitzvot. Which means that his Havamina was this, and that's why he says no, because they're only chayev in 7. Right? Yeah, Azhar means that they are warned, that it's prohibited for them. That's what Azhar means. Yes. Muzharin. Yeah, exactly. Right? Yes, are you? Oh, no, you're eating. Okay, fine. Okay, right, so we have here the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, it sounds like it's on the Jew. The Rosh, in his question, sounds like it's on the Goy, but then he has the problem, but how could that be? So presumably going back to this, but the Rambam in the Koteret makes it sound like it's a Chiyuv on the non-Jew himself. Okay, look at the Smag. Who's the Smag? The Sefer Mitzvot Gedolot, who wrote it? And the Sefer Mitzvot Gadol is Rav Moshe of Kutzi, the Sarmi Kutzi. Right, who is the Sarmi Kutzi? He's a Balei Tosfot from I don't know how to pronounce it in French. Kutsi, I don't know, right? Sure. From 1200 to 1260. The Smag writes to Sefer Mitzvot. He says, Shul Yochal Toshav Esachir BaPesach. How does he frame it? Shul Yochal Toshav Esachir. He should not eat, which sounds like. Very good. Shneamar Toshav is Rechol Yochal Bo. V'tanim Mechilta Toshav Zeger Toshav Svisachir Zagoy. Right, and the Mechilta clarifies that Toshav means a Ger Toshav, right, a non-Jew who's accepted Shev Mitzvot, and a Sachir is a non-Jew. Omer Sham Rabbi Yitzchak Lamar Nemru V'aloktiv Kol Orel Lo Yochal Bo. Didn't we already say that an Orel doesn't eat? Mechol Benechar Lo Yochal Bo. Ela Shemu Aravi Maol Givoni Maol Sheno Orel V'gam Shem Mitzvot. Right, so we quote the Gemara that says, what this tells you is that a non-Jew, even if he has a Brit Milah, can't eat it. And a Jew, even if a Jew doesn't have Brit Milah, can't eat it. But the smog makes it quite bad.
Right?
It
didn't
know
itself
is. Chayav. Right? What about the chinuch? Shlo na'achil min ha-Pesach.
Ligar tosha. Right? We couldn't feed
him.
Right? And now he just, I just gave you the Sharshei mitzvah, and why does he think that Misharshei mitzvah do? What's the reason for this mitzvah? By the way, who's the author of Sefer Chinuch? Good, thank you, Moshe. We don't know. Very good. The answer to this one is we don't know. He's some medieval Spanish Balatoso. We have no idea who he is. He's anonymous. People through different years have suggested different things, but we don't actually know. And he says, Mishar Shei Mitzvah Zu, Masha Katavnu Ba'acherot, the score Yitzhak Mitzrayim is we wrote by other mitzvot, to remember Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Uba'avur Shekarban Zeh, Lezeh Acherutenu, Uvoenu Bivrit Ne'emana Im Hashem Yitbarach. And since this mitzvah remembers the covenant we have with God, Ra'ui Shelo Yohanu Bo Rak Otam Cheshlinu Be'amuna, only those who are part of our covenant should benefit from it. Behem Yisraelim Gurim, and these are Jews. Velo Elo Shadayin Lo Bo Bevrit Shalem Imanu, and not those who are not in the covenant. In theory, but no. We actually go in the opposite direction, right? The Gemara has a hafa amina that a ger should be chayv in a carbon pesach as soon as he converts. So essential is it to being Jewish. Okay. Say again?
See, it's like our goal, right? It's on the Jews to defend God's honor and on
them. Theoretically, right? Theoretically, you could say that it's both, right? Theoretically. But then you'd still have to ask, well, why is he chayev? Okay. Okay, good. So we could say something like this, right? That it's some subsection of this or something. Okay. So good. Let's fill in some of these. So, which of the acharim do you want to take up?
Two.
The Mincha Chinuch,
the Rebbe Yashiv. I gave you a few sources here to try to flesh it out. So, well, you tell me. Let's go back. So, how do you want to answer these questions? Right? Okay, which of these shito do you want to put your name behind and we'll try to give a name to it?
I like this one.
What? Okay, good. So Avi wants to start with the position that it's one of the seven.
Good.
Which one of the seven would you put it under?
I would put it stealing, probably.
Wait, what are the seven again?
That's cranky that day. Imagine how they're talking.
It happens. When I get cranky,
kill you might find a knife in your heart.
Exactly. I would like to try to take the cross path off.
So yummy.
So yummy.
If I just want to take the last piece of shawarma, of lamb shawarma.
Wait, so which one? Wait, which one do you want to take? You want to say it's one of the seven. Which one? Gezel. So who says that?
I believe it is the. Sorry about that. I believe it is the Rambam. No, it can't be. Is it the Rambam? Tosfot. Yeah. Not Rambam. Tosfot. I know.
Yes, good. Thank you, Eitan. It is the COVID. Right, so I gave you several, but it is the. But the COVID Shurim is one of them. So if you look at number 12, right? The COVID Shurim says, Ashkuchu dinachrehu vikatluhu. Ein lefarish mishum dechtiv kol benechar lo yochal ba. He says, look, on the level of Kol Ben Nechar, it can't be that he's chayev. Why not? If it's not one of the, right? The pasuk, that every nod you can't eat the Karban Pesach. Because he assumes, like the Rambam, that mitzvah applies to who? To Jew, not to feed them. But, as already said, but maybe those aren't so distinct. He says, because look, the localized mitzvah of Kol Ben Nechar applies to the Jew. But that means that does the non-Jew have a right to it? No. Now, when he eats it, does he violate the localized prohibition of Karban Pesach not to eat from it? No. But did he have a right to it? No. So he's tricking the Jews into giving to him. What do we call that? theft, right?
So he says,
the kol benichal lechabal benoch azara dezumi mitato dalav hu al Yisrael shlohachlo benichal. This mitzvah is on the Jew, but elanira damishum gezel diminuya bala pesach they tote va'achal chenu shalom. He says, what's the problem? By carbon pesach, in order to be part of a carbon pesach, what do you need to do? You need to join into a group, right? You don't just show up to the Beit HaMikdash. You need a group, right? The carbon pesach is only nechal l'minuyav, the people who join the group. Now, would Jews bring in a non-Jew into the group?
No.
No. So he joined under false pretenses, which means that he is?
Stealing.
And therefore, the Kovetz Yerim says, and this is also the Bar Shmuel, right? So he says, the mitzvah of Kol Benecha, who does apply to? Jew. Why did they kill the guy in this case? Because he joined the group under false pretenses, which we call theft. Yep. So that is the Kovetz Shirim.
What would happen to you if you just asked for the fatty tail?
They'd laugh at you.
There wouldn't be any actual punishment?
Asking for it? No, they're not going to give it to you. Okay, good. What else?
Wait,
right? Have to. Well, I have to. Can.
Israel,
but this isn't Israel. This is in the Beit HaMikdash. Yes, Binyamin. Which position do you want to put your name behind? Nope.
We get lashes. I have to return.
Yep. Because in Israel there are also the civil courts. There's no point in a halachic society. The Jewish court is in charge of the society, not just the religious law, right? But the religious law is the law of the land, right? There is no distinction between that. So yes, they're going to be treated differently because they don't have to keep Shabbat, they don't have to keep Kashrut, whatever. But the laws that apply to them, that is under the auspices of the Jewish court. Now, outside of Eretz Yisrael, then yes, they have an obligation to set up the courts. But within Eretz Yisrael, it's under our auspices. Okay, good. What else? Which other possibility do you want to go for? So good. We have the possibility that, yes, on the level of Kol Benechar, that's for the Jew to not feed it to them. But why was he killed? Because he violated Gzela. Because under false pretenses, he joins into this monetary agreement, and that is Gezel. Good.
I still
So what about the bragging? Why does that change things?
So that there was active intention to.
And therefore what? How does that get you a death penalty?
So that you're trying to fight off.
And therefore? So what's the mechanism? Why are you allowed to kill him? Okay, so you could say Birkat Hashem, right? Or you could be a little bit more generic, which is what Rabbi Yashiv does. And number 8, V'ulai katlum yishum migdar milta. Right? Chazal have the power, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Memvav, which is Beitin, Makin, Ve'onchen, Shalom and Adin. That sometimes what are we allowed to do? Give punishments that are extrajudicial. Why do we do that? Mishum Migdar Milta, when there's a particular need. And he says, listen, this guy, right, is, right? So now you have, right, third possibility. Sorry, no, that's here. Here is this. Right? Is that the Jews are chayev, the non-Jew wasn't, but, right, this wasn't just anybody, he was going, he was bragging, whatever, it was a problem, and when necessary, halacha allows for extrajudicial punishment. So, who's chayev to not eat it? The Jew. Why do they kill him? Extenuating circumstances. He was...
I feel like black people would have been adopted.
Yeah, I don't think it was extenuating circumstances.
So whatever, you have to wonder whether this is extenuating, but okay. Right, that's Rabbi Yaakov's position. Okay, good. What else?
He did something else.
Okay, so let's look at some of them. So look at the longest source I gave you, which I know some of you had trouble with, so let's read through it together. Number 7, the Minchat Chinuch. Okay? So Minchat Chinuch says, U'pashut ha'amachil afil la'akum cheresh shote v'katan, the one who feeds a non-Jew or a deaf person who's not chayav mitzvot, right? A deaf mute. Nowadays, maybe different, but okay. A shoteh, right? Someone who's mentally incapacitated. Vikatan and a child, all of whom are not chayav mitzvot. Over belamazeh. Divnei Noach lo shayach zeh. Because you can't say it's not applicable to the non-Jew. Well, akum chayav kulei alma upashut ulachora. Yesh remez raya le smag da akum ba'atzmo mitzuveh. So the smag, as we saw, the simple understanding is the non-Jew himself is chayav. And what's the source to say that the non-Jew himself is chayav? Our Gemara. Demivuar bipsachim dav gimol. Hahu armah de salik va'achil psachim v'chulei. Badku batrev ashkei armah v'katlu. Right? And he says, what's the source to say this? That the non-Jew is actually chayav? That we killed him. Why would you kill him if he's not prohibited in this? So he says, okay, but according to the smag, that the Jew, non-Jew himself is liable. And whenever the non-Jew violates his own seven mitzvahs, he gets killed. And Al-Kain Katluhu, that's why they killed him. He says, Ayin Shom B'Sanhedrin, Ve'in Arai Gmura, So now he says, I have another possibility, and that is you catch it? Yeah! It wasn't that it was seven plus. It wasn't that it was one of them, but he was a bad guy. Right? Right? Which is what? He did other things at other times, meaning once they started looking into this guy, this was the least of it, right? Not only did he eat the Karban Pesach, what? What?
I was the first answer of these three answers.
No, it's not. You're right. It just looks like we're killing him because of this, but they discovered that on Erev Pesach, he came to eat the Karban Pesach, and then on Pesach, he committed adultery, and then the day after that, he stole, and the day after that, he blasphemed, right? This was a bad dude, right? That's what it was, right?
I have a question on that, Rabbi. I have a question on that.
Right? And therefore, don't get too worked up on it.
Yeah. Then why not just say that? Why did we completely skip over that?
Good, so obviously you have to say, well, what? Right, the problem with it is obviously the Gemara sounds like he's being killed for this, right? But he says, "Ein Ramban v'yishlach abeishchem." And what's his proof that you could say something like this? What? Right. So what's he going through the Ramban? Right, you have to know the Ramban. But basically, the Ramban in Vayishlach says, why was Yaakov's sons, why did they kill the people in Shechem? So one of the answers to the Ramban is because they were generally bad people. And like, it looks like the reason they're killing them is because they kidnapped Dinah, right? But that's not the real reason. The real reason is they're bad dudes. And now that, well, we're already in a bad mood because, you know, you kidnapped our sister and you supported her. So like, now we're going to use... Now is the time, it's like we're, right, now is the time when we're going to hold you accountable. Correct, they're bad dudes and they violated crimes that carry the death penalty. We're just choosing to investigate it now. When we want to kill them. Right, that's what he's saying. Right, so this is the mental sin of one based on Ramban, right? Right? Okay. Yeah. Who knows what that originally said? It could be Akum, it could be Nachri, it could be Goy, it could have said any of that. Right, yes. Anytime you see non-Jew in the Gemara, any Torah of non-Jew, the censors got to it. So what it originally said, I didn't bother looking at the Christian censors who reviewed the Gemara and wouldn't let certain things be printed, right? What? Yes. And so many times, that's why in the Gemara, it won't always say, it probably originally said Goy or Nachri or something, and here it says Arma'a, right? Here it could have actually be arma, but a lot of times it's not. It just means non-Jew. So mikol makom. So that's answer one of Menachos Chinuch. Answer two. Yeah.
Weren't they though punished for like killing everyone in Shem?
So like. So that's actually a machloket. According to the Rambam, they were right. According to the Rambam, they were right. The Rambam thinks they were right for killing everyone because they violated dinim. It's a machloket. The Ramban and his majority think they were wrong, but the Rambam does say they were. The Rambam says they were right. The Rambam thinks right. Shimon Levi is are correct. It's a different part of the Ramban. It's a suggestion he takes from the Ramban. Anyway, when we call Makom, answer two. Nevertheless, Nira Delo Kashal Asmav, Mashik Shenj Lo Chashiv, Bisanhedrin Mitzvah Zu, Dikamar Deshev Al Tase, Lo Kachashiv. Answer two. What's answer two?
Seven plus.
I don't like that one.
What is that? That. That it's seven plus. There are some shevel passes which are completely passive, that don't get counted as shevel mitzvah, but they actually are chayev. Right. So second answer is it's not true that they're only chayev in seven. It's just that only we only count seven. But in truth, there are other ones that are chayev on, and if they're completely passive, then imkain efshar gamkain lomar the chashiv rag mitzvah shalehem shenoeg laolam v'chol makom v'chol zman. Right? So he says, other people say that we only mention Sheva Al Taseh. Sorry, I missed it. Right? Some people say that we only count Sheva Al Taseh, and to explain what?
Why
they are Chayim certain mitzvah, like Stucco, according to the Ram. Right? Is that the Sheva mitzvah are only Lavim, but any mitzvah Aseh, we just don't count, even though they are Chayim in certain ones. And he says, this is a different one. And that is, that the Sheva mitzvah have to be always, right? But because this only applies when there's a Beit HaMikdash, right? Therefore, they are chayav, but it doesn't go into the seven, right? So mitzvot, right, that only apply sometimes, right? Goyim are chayav, but it's not counted in the seven, right? So according to Mitzvah, second answer, Goyim are directly Chayev, not in the seven. Who cares? They're Chayev in seven plus. And there are technicalities in what gets into the seven. This doesn't get this technicality, but they are, in fact, Chayev.
Okay, and what's the standard procedure to determine what?
So there's an necessarily determinative one. Here it happens to be, we have a pasuk. This is called Benechar Lecholba. In general, you have to have some evidence, right? It's a very complicated thing, and it's not muskam. In the Gemara.
So why don't they just like look at this and say, oh, there's actually eight?
Well, that's what they do in the Gemara. In Sanhedrin. We paskin seven, but there are other people paskin nine or ten.
Including this one?
Other ones.
So, I'm saying, no,
They include Siros, magic, right? What? Because this isn't one that's mentioned in the Gemara. Presumably that's why they don't jump to it. Correct, you could just say, this is a shita that holds in 7 plus. Just like we know, there are other 7 pluses. Yes?
Definitely.
Raised it, mitzvah zushin or noeg el b'zman ha-mikdash, Yerushalayim, this mitzvah only applies to Yerushalayim, when there's a bit of mikdash, lo kachashiv. So we don't count in the 7, when the kol gom shayach shaper, lo mer shenit stave, but in fact, they are chayav, kemoshin it stave, b'shev ha-mitzvah, who'd say it? Madua Yigra on mitzvah shintava adkan direk it's a mishnah and uvanim uvade matzah ramza is a makom, etc. That's his first one. But odi shlomer las la smag the loka chashav al mashi mitzuvim ki Yisrael av mashi Yisrael eino mitzuveh the adrava mitzuveh ika lechol rak b'nei noach muzer loka chashav. Then another technical answer, which is the only things that get into the seven are things that Jews and non-Jews can be chayav in. Right? But a Jew can't be chayav in don't eat the carbon pesach because you're a non-Jew. Right? So in a three, which is the same this, which is, right? It's another technicality, which is the seven has to be Jew plus non-Jew. And this, by definition, only applies to non-Jews, and therefore it is something you're chayavin, but it doesn't get counted in the sefer.
Where did we get this idea from?
Where does he get this from? A complicated read of Gemara on Sanhedrin, which I'm not going to get into.
Okay.
Olu nir lefiyanad da'ati. L'dat Rashi kiddushim v'vakama sheviti le'el dekachim kalim. Acharesh chitatan. Afilu chelik b'ilem gangen heve. Mamon gavoa rak mishulchan gavoa kazachu la'achila. And then he gets into another complicated position, which is, according to Rashi, a karban, after you shecht it, even the part that you're going to eat still belongs to God, and it's if you're eating from God's table. Avala kadesh bode isha eno shelo, but it still doesn't really belong to you, so you can't use it to marry someone. Du mamon gavoa, because it belongs to God. Imke nira dima'akum ochal kachim kalim shlomo mo pesach over gamken al gezel. So possibility three is that you're stealing from, but who are you stealing from? Good, right? So now you have two possibilities here. This is Michlas Chinuch number four. So Kovid Shiurim is who you're stealing from? The Jews in the group. And according to Michlas Chinuch, who are you stealing from? God.
Why do you not know the difference? Both is guys.
That's what he says. Okay, now what's a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina for him? So the Minchas Chinuch Kedarko gives a nafkamina to the question whether it's a Jew or non-Jew is chayav. Did you get to the last paragraph of Minchas Chinuch? Okay, so I'll just tell you outside. But he says nafkamina to this question is: do you violate it only b'kizayit or less than b'kizayit? Because Jews have the halachot of shiurim, and therefore, if it's a chiyuv on the Jew, you only violate it if you give him a kizayit. But non-Jews are not chayiv in shiurim, right? Their halachot are not gauged by shiurim, and therefore, even kachot mikizayit. So that's nafkamina one in the minchas chinuch. I separated out for you. I put it twice because I'd separate it out so you could see, right? So it was the end of seven, or if you just want the three lines, you can look at it in nine. Right? So this is one nafkamina, which is the question of shiurim. Okay, so far, what possibilities do we have here? So the possibility one, the Jew is chayiv, so why was he killed? Either he had done something else in the past, or right, even though he didn't deserve death, we could kill him to stop him. That was Rabbi Yashiv. Number one was the Minchas Chinuch, that he was just a bad guy. Right? Possibly two, the non-Jew is actually chayiv. Sheva mitzvot. So we said either he's chayiv more than sheva mitzvot, either because we don't count this mitzvah because it doesn't apply always, it doesn't apply to Jews and non-Jews, or we find a mitzvah that it falls under. So, Rabbi Chanan, it's gezel, because you stole from the Jews in the group. Minchas Chinuch, you stole from God. And then we threw out maybe it's Birkat Hashem, right? Because it's like so important to being a Jew to eat the Karban Pesach, to like eat it when you're not a Jew. It's somehow like antithetical to God or something like that, right? And then we saw that an Afkamina might be the question of Kizayit or possibly Kizayit, where if it's on the Jew, then it requires the Shira Kizayit. If it is on the non-Jew, so then it might even be Pachot Mi Kizayit. Now, technically, there's another possibility here, right, which is not just Jew or non-Jew, but, both, right, that they're both, right? Now, what would this do? This would solve the contradiction in the Rambam, where in one place the Rambam frames it as it's on the Goy, and one place it's on the Jew. Who says this, that it's on the Jew and the non-Jew? The Tzlach. Right, so if you look at number 10, it's Slach. Who wrote the Slach? Same person as Noz Yehuda. He's better known by his other book, Noz Yehuda, but what's his name? What? Tzion Lenefesh Chaya. It's for his mother. Rabbi Cheskel Landa. Right, so Rabbi Cheskel Landa writes in 10, V'chol zeh b'shar kol ha-kadashim, aval b'pesach tiv kol ben echar lo yochal bo, v'arei lo nemar lo ya'achil ben echar mimenu. It doesn't say, don't feed it to him. Sha'az et Yisrael ma'azir shlo ya'achil ben echar. Then it would only be, a Jew can't feed it to him. Aval k'tiv ben echar lo yochal. Im kenin ben echar hizir shlo yochal bo. V'zeu b'li safek tama rambam. Beperek ted milchot karban pesach shabazak amachil kizayit min abezach levin echar over below ta'aseh enin chayiv malkut rak makat margit. He said, with this I can explain the following. The Rambam paskins in 11 that hamachil kizayit min abezach, look at 11 now, bein mi pesach rishon bein mi pesach sheni lemumar levodizara, if you feed a kizayit to a mumar, to an apostate, oliger toshav lo sachir, the non-Jew, Hareza over below ta'aseh, you violate a law, ve'ino loke. But you don't get malkut min ha-Torah, o makin oto makat mardut. But you get rabbinic lashes. Right? Now, what's the tzlach's problem? So he says the following. He says, really, Lididi Pashat Sha'overlot Hashish Gadar Amainu Lifnei Iver. It's not really the Jew and the non-Jew. It's the non-Jew is chayav in not eating it, and the Jew is chayav in Lifnei Iver. And therefore, does he get Malkut? No. Did he violate a law? Yes. Right? So Nafkamina too would be, right, Malkut, right, for the Jew. Who gives it to him, right? Where, according, if you thought that the Jew was chayev, then you would think he does. But if not, right, you would say he only gets malkut mardut because of, right, lifnei, right, ivir. And that is the position of, right, and again, now why does he say, how does he say that he's born on the seventh again? He says because it's only once a year, da da da, like this. Like, that's a good question, but that's a sugya in Lifnei Iver, right? But, right, so there's a major question, Lifnei Iver. Is Lifnei Iver, we call it mitzvah kolit or mitzvah pratit, right? Is Lifnei Iver its own mitzvah, or is it a subset of every other mitzvah? But don't put a stumbling block behind, yeah.
Okay.
What? Again, that's what I said. It's part of the okay. Okay. Did we cover every position? I think we did. I mean, I gave you a few others. If you look at number 13, the Daf al Hadaf is just this sort of collection of Makarot. He quotes the Evan Yisrael of Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, who challenges the Kovetz Shurim. And he says, I don't understand. According to Minchas Chinuch, you steal from God, I get it. But if you steal from the Jews in the group, how could it be Gezel? Didn't you pay for it? Right? To get into the group, didn't you pay?
Pretenses.
Right? So how could it be Gezel?
Pretenses. A wedding, if you get married to someone under certain pretenses, and those are false.
So he said, possibility one is that it was a case where he didn't pay, they gave him a gift, right? And it was a gift under false pretenses, and therefore, yeah, right? So here, right, we have to say, right, maybe it was a gift, and that's why it was theft. Machloket. Yes. The Nitziv. Oh, right. Yes, I gave you one more, another possibility here. The Nitziv has another possibility here. And the Nitziv says, you know, who is the mitzvahan? Jew. Why did they kill him?
Jew.
No, why did they kill the non-Jew?
The Jew did.
So he gives another possibility. Do you remember last week we saw Kanaim Pogimbo? Yeah, so one of the categories of, right? So one of them is Bola Ramit, right? Is someone sleeps with a non-Jew, but there are other categories, like stealing from the Mikdash, and, right? Breaches of Mikdash protocol, or certain Mikdash protocol are also in the category of Kanaim Bogimbo. And therefore he says, you know why they killed him? Because he went into the Mikdash, the Tumat Goy, and therefore, God. Right, it wasn't because of this, he was being killed because of, right, Tuma, and it wasn't based in killing him, but it was Kanoin Bogenbo.
That's the biggest cop-out answer ever.
Okay, I think now we've covered all possibilities, but if you look, if you lost it, look at the summary that I gave you at the end. This is from the dafyomi.co.il website. So if you lost it, here's a quick English summary that will help you, right? What's on the board? So, right, the question, I won't reread the question, which is why did they kill him? So, answer A, the mincha chinuch letzlach cite the opinion of the Rambam, and the smag maintain the prohibition against the Nachri's partaking of the carbon pesach applies to the Nachri himself. It's not merely an exhortation to the Jews not to feed the meat of the Nachri. To a Nachri is commanded not to eat from the carbon pesach, since a Nachri is killed for any transgression of the mitzvah to which he, right, he's obligated, so he violates it. And then we know that the problem is, right, it's not in the Sheva mitzvah. So good. B. The Achronim suggests another reason why Nachri was killed. The Mental Stenach points out that according to Rashi, when a non-Kohen eats the meat of a carbon to which he is entitled, he receives a portion from Shulchan Gavoa, a gift of the table of God. That is, the meat of the carbon is not his actual property. It's hektish. Therefore, if a Nachri eats the meat of the carbon, which he's not allowed to eat, he steals from
God.
Four. The next one, Kovit Shurim and Dvar Shmuel say that according to Tosvos, right, it's not Shulchan Gavoa, but it's private property. He's stealing not from the Hektish, but from the Jews, right? Didn't he buy it? So you can either say it's a gift, or you can say that misleading is also a form of theft, right? Another explanation is suggested by the author of the Chadashim, the Gam Yishanim. The Ramban in Breishit says that, no, that the Nachash was punished. All right, we didn't do this one yet. Because it caused Adam and Chava to sin, even though the Nachash itself did not sin. From the Ramban's words, it's evident that even before the Torah was given, prohibited to cause a person to sin. Accordingly, a Nachri is liable to punishment for causing Jews to sin, such as deceiving them so they feed him the meat of the Korban Pesach, and perhaps even deserving of death. The next possibility is that what was the Isser? Yet another mitzvah that he's chayav in, which is? Right, causing. Now, why would you say that it's not in the Sheva mitzvah? So this could be because maybe the Sheva mitzvah are only things that were given post-Sinai. But things that are chayav even from pre-Sinai.
That's a new one.
Yep, that's a new one. So this is the, what was it? The Chadashim, whatever. I'm running out of space. Right? And then the last one is the Minhag HaSinah quotes the Ramban that maybe you're right, it's only against the Jew, but here he was just a Rasha. He must have done something else in his life, and that's why we killed him. Okay? So that is the basic summary of this. Sugya, the main Sugya is not here, it's not in the third parak, but it's much later in Psachim, the Karbana ones, but the central Sugya for whether a non-Jew is Chayav is in fact our Sugya, which is why we did it here. It's actually a pretty neat. So again, like I said, if you forgot anything, again, you have the English summary you can reread, and that is more or less. Got it?
Yeah.
Good.
So what's the difference between the Kovetz and Marie at
the same
time? And?
The Mental Skinner suggests that. Yeah, I put it here. No, the Mental Skinner said he's still from God, right? Because the reason Mental Skinner would say that is because at the end of the day, he bought it off the group, right? How could you say he's stealing? He paid for it. So either you say they gave it to him as a gift and therefore he didn't pay for it, or you say that still, even though he paid for it, it was under false pretenses and that's a form of stealing. Okay, guys.